With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin archery and crossbow deer season opens up Saturday. It will run through January 3rd. As a reminder, deer management units changed last year. Derek Johnson is the DNR interim deer specialist. He says they're still in a transition period for the new units in the northern portion of the state, but so far he believes it's been successful.
What we've been seeing is more equitable distributions of tags on public and private lands, antlerless tags, that is.
Johnson says deer population numbers are strong after three mostly mild winters in a row. He says things right now are pointing to another strong harvest year like last year.
Our harvest was strong, and then the number of deer observed by hunters was very strong. So looks like going into winter, things were good. The winter doesn't seem to have had a major impact on the deer population. And then with good reproduction this spring, there should be lots of deer out there for hunters to pursue.
As deer hunters head out to the woods, the DNR is urging them to make safety the number one priority. Hunters are encouraged to always use a harness, haul line, and maintain 3 points of contact when getting into and out of a tree stand. Apple orchards are beginning to open their fields to pickers across the state. Alyssa Eaton has more on why some growers have fewer apples this year.
In northwest Wisconsin, Maple Leaf Orchard is experiencing a smaller apple yield than normal. Owner Mark Christopher says higher temperatures this spring caused the trees to bloom early, which can lead to problems later on.
We're definitely at a reduced crop situation, and the biggest reason for that is because of spring frost.
Spring frost happens when temperatures dip below freezing after plants have already started to bloom. The frost damages the plants and reduces their crop yield. Orchards closer to Lake Michigan experience less frost damage this year. Christopher says his trees also faced drought and hail damage, yet he was still able to produce a good crop. Alyssa Eaton, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of public radio stations including WPR, WUWM, and WXPR. A scam artist from Wausau is going to federal prison after defrauding investors of more than $14 million. 65-year-old Stanley Pofall was sentenced by a federal judge to 8 years in prison for wire fraud and money laundering. He was also ordered to pay restitution for the millions he stole. Pofall told investors they would get returns of at least 20% on investments like cryptocurrency, real estate flipping, artificial intelligence, and gold. Pofall used the vast majority of money he received from investors to pay his personal and business expenses, fund personal travel, pay his mortgage, rent a private plane, and purchase snowmobiles, motorcycles, and vehicles, including a yellow Ferrari. He also took money from new investors to make payments to people he had already swindled money from. As part of the investigation, law enforcement agencies more than 600 items Pofall purchased or funded with investor funds, including hundreds of snowmobiles. Those items were ordered sold at auction earlier this year. The 10 Flock cameras in the city of Stevens Point will now be covered indefinitely. The move comes from an executive order by Mayor Mike Wiese, who, in light of recent controversies, says he's not sure he can trust that Flock is using the city's data as the city approved.
We have an agreement that says you're not going to share our data with anyone that we don't authorize. I don't know that that's happening or not happening.
Weiss's concerns stem from controversies like in Sheboygan, where Flock tracked driving speeds and movement patterns without the city's knowledge. Incidents like that are causing distrust.
I expect when there's an agreement that the terms of that agreement be lived up to by both parties. And if that's not happening, well, then we have some serious issues.
Leaders in Stevens Point are now tasked with determining the future of Flock in their city.
Once we have a reasonable assurance that our data is protected, we may consider reinstating those, but that won't be a decision that we're going to make lightly, nor anytime in the near future.
Many law enforcement agencies see Flock cameras as a valuable tool to help with investigations. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Michigan officials have a plan that aims to save the Great Lakes whitefish from invasive mussels. They're working to breed fish in captivity to help repopulate Lake Michigan. The effort is backed by state and tribal scientists with funding from the state budget and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. The mission targets endangered bloodlines and hopes to set the stage for a major recovery program. The invasive mussels have devastated whitefish populations by stripping away their food source. Efforts to control the mussels are underfunded, and scientists are seeking more support to ensure the species' survival. AI is growing in the business, medical, and creative arts fields, but con artists on social media platforms are also finding the technology makes it easier to find targets. Terry D. reports.
Con artists out for money are adding this technology to their cache of tools to target potential victims via unsolicited phone, text, or email messages. Investment fraud attorney Courtney Werning says that with AI's capability, scam artists can misrepresent their face, body, or status with ease.
The accessibility and effectiveness of artificial intelligence has thrown gasoline on a fire. Criminals can use AI and inexpensive digital tools to create convincing identities.
She says this technology allows one criminal to do the work that once required a lot of people. Experts say scammers prey on basic human psychology, making it difficult for the average person to think about what's real or not. Even if you receive communication from a person that you think you know, Werning suggests verifying their identity through a different channel, as you may not be dealing with the actual person. I'm Terry D. reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.